Joe Biden adds Goldman Sachs executives to transition team. By John Binder on December 16, 2020. President-elect Joe Biden has put Goldman Sachs alums on his transition team, adding the number of Wall Street insiders who are getting jobs with the former vice president. A report by PZerolitico this week notes that Biden, again, has added Goldman Sachs staffers to his transition team with appointments for Eric Goldstein and Monica Maher. Politico reports. Two are Goldman Sachs veterans. Others have worked for consulting firms like McKinsey & Company and Boston Consulting Group, along with one Google and three Facebook employees. One is the daughter of a pair of longtime Biden advisors. Emphasis added. They're all among the dozens of people Biden has quietly added to his transitions agency review teams in recent weeks, according to a review of the transitions website. The team members, which must be disclosed by the transition, offer the most comprehensive picture of who's building the Biden administration. Emphasis added. Goldstein and Maher join Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and National Security Council, NSC, agency review teams and did so without any announcement of their additions. On the agency review teams, thus far, Goldstein and Maher are the only Goldman Sachs alums, though others are from some of the nation's largest banks as well. Lisa Sawyer of J.P. Morgan Chase was added to Biden's Department of Defense, DOD, agency review team, while Cameron Alford of U.S. Bank has joined Biden's International Development Agency review team. Biden's Goldman Sachs additions to his transition team come as reports have speculated that he will choose Wall Street insiders for a number of cabinet positions. On the campaign trail, President Trump warned that Biden was the one that takes all the money from Wall Street, while his donors tended to be police officers, business owners, homemakers, truckers, construction workers, and drivers. In total, Wall Street spent about $74 million to elect Biden in the presidential election. Trump, on the other hand, took less than $20 million from Wall Street executives and employees, as his economic nationalist agenda stood in direct opposition to the financial industry's globalist goals for more world economic integration. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.